Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and it is Truth Thursday, where we talk about, you know, hot topics. And we will continue to talk about, of course, summertime fun ideas and also a safety numero uno, protect your skin. And I must shout out to Mr. Jeff Abad again, special guest on Thursday, who joined co-host Cousin Linda Oliver and I conversation on Tuesday regarding summertime safety tips. Again, and I thank his family and friends and clients and peers who also tuned in. Also, be sure to contact him at email jeff.abad, A-B-A-D, at stateadvisor.org. And he stated that he's looking forward to returning to the broadcast to talk with us again. So, again, thank you to he and his friends and family. And peers and clients. Well, each time I'm planning for us to like really focus on a cover story, today we're, you know, going to really go into talking about skin care protection, skin protection in the summer, SPF, which is, you know, is very important to know. Which level is best for you and your family. And as Cousin Linda and I talked, and we often talk about ageism, but as Cousin Linda and I was discussing yesterday ageism in Hollywood, I mentioned to her that we should talk about it today, but we will talk about it on Sunday, Self-Care Sunday. That would be a good day to talk about all things anti-aging, healthy eating and exercise. Ooh, ways that we can just, you know, live happier and healthier and wealthier, correct? Yes. So, as I was preparing to go for my morning walk before it became too hot, because we have a heat advisory, like many other states here in Mississippi, heat advisory. For like the next few days, because it's like 100+ degrees here, and you know, we have a heat advisory. If we don't have to get out, do not get out. And so definitely need to do my walks at 6 a.m. in the morning. Get back consistently doing my daily walks and light jogging every morning early before it is too hot. Well, I decided to delay and watch the beginning of Live with Kelly and Mark, which Ryan Seacrest had been co-hosting this week. So as I was bringing things back into the house, I like to watch the trivia part of the show. So it was time for trivia. Instead, I see the breaking news. Breaking news regarding the U.S. Supreme Court decision that to change affirmative action. Is affirmative action, as we know it, in regards to college admissions. So I only heard about college admissions. I didn't hear anything about jobs and so on, but it was shocking. I immediately texted Cousin Linda because we talk about affirmative action versus reverse discrimination pretty often here. And I know when I was a business student at the I Love Jackson State, I like to say whenever I see Dr. Bill Cooley, I like to say I was his favorite business student who didn't graduate. But I will get that bachelor's and that master's and maybe doctor. But look, I need to focus on getting that esthetician license. But back to the Supreme Court ends affirmative action. So is it completely end or is it just end? I read what I've seen was for students. Now it's not based on race, but in an essay, when you share your story, you can include your experiences with whatever race you are. But reading from New York, Channel 4, I watched ABC News, of course. David Murr did a fabulous job, as always, sharing breaking news with us. I didn't know what had happened. I was like, oh, my God, in affirmative action. I couldn't get message Cousin Linda any quicker. I think she's watching MSNBC, and I almost delayed the time of the broadcast, but since I broadcast at 11 on yesterday, I just wanted to stay consistent with today. And tomorrow it will be 4 o'clock p.m., you know, Fun Friday. We like to talk about fun, travel, and staycations, and just, you know, we do our best to talk about Fun Friday topics. So Sunday will be self-care. And thank you for tuning in to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Email me before I go any farther, kulturenshokent_best@yahoo.com. That's kulturenshokent_best@yahoo.com. kulturenshokent_best@yahoo.com. Thank you for those that reach out to me on social media. And in person, too, if you're, you know, in the metropolitan Jackson area. So I'm on Facebook, of course. Culture Shock Entertainment Report have a Facebook page, KULTURESHOKENT, in reports with a Z. Also, my apologies for the delay. I had planned on doing my broadcast with my earbuds, but it wouldn't act right. And I will resume doing the broadcast with my headphones soon. But I believe the sound is pretty good. Is a pet peeve of mine, and I can't believe I'm saying like 1,000 times. And there I go again, But I'm thinking about this. It totally caught me off guard. Hearing this info, what I was saying about Jackson State when I was a student there, that was like my favorite topic to write essays about and to debate with other students on the topic of affirmative action versus reverse discrimination. So in a 6-3 decision split along ideological grounds, the court's conservative majority struck down admissions plans at Harvard and the University of North Carolina, the nation's oldest colleges, and a landmark decision that would have far-reaching implications in how colleges and universities select their students. The United States Supreme Court has ruled against Harvard and University of North Carolina's admissions policy that relied in part on racial consideration. Thursday's decision by the court's conservative majority represents a major shift in legal precedent of institutions of higher education and essentially strikes down affirmative action in college admissions. The country's highest court ruled that admissions programs at both Harvard and UNC violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. The court's three liberals, Justices Alina Kagan, Sonia Montemayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, dissented. Oh, wow. And so the full decision is also featured on New York for website. Let's see. And I expanded it too far. Let's see. Hopefully I can read it to you. But I expanded it, and then I expanded it so large where it left the page. But that was the vote. That was the vote. And let's see. I'm trying to see if I can pull that up for you. Considering race and college admission, striking down affirmative action. So that's affirmative action for those two schools, which we will see what other schools follow suit. The Supreme Court ruled Thursday that colleges and universities must stop considering race and admission, forcing institutions of higher education to look for new ways to achieve diverse student bodies. In a 6-3 decision, split along ideological grounds, the court's conservative majority struck down admissions plans at Harvard and the University of North Carolina, the nation's oldest private and public colleges, respectively. Writing for the majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts said that the high court has permitted race-based admissions only within the confines of narrow restrictions. University programs must comply with strict scrutiny. They may never use race as a stereotype or negative, and at some point, they must end. The Harvard and UNC programs, however well-intentioned and implemented in good faith, fail each of these criteria. Robert said that for too long, universities have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested. Skills built are lessons learned, but the color of the skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice. The only constitutions of higher education explicitly left out of the ruling are the nation's military academies. Roberts wrote suggesting that national security interests could affect the legal analysis. Justice Clarence Thomas, the nation's second black justice, who had long called for an end to affirmative action, wrote separately that the decision sees the university's admissions policies for what they are, rudderless, race-based preferences designed to ensure a particular racial mix in their entering classes. The court's three liberal justices, Alina Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, dissented. Today's decision rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress. Sotomayor wrote, "It holds that the race can no longer be used in a limited way in college admissions to achieve such critical benefits. And my apologies because I can't read. But it just caught me off guard because that's one reason why I almost delayed it together myself, because I was all gung-ho thinking about skincare in summer. And so holding the court cements a superficial rule of color blindness as a constitutional principle in an endemically segregated society. Both Thomas and Sotomayor, who have acknowledged affirmative action played a role in their admissions to college and law school, took the unusual step of reading a summary of their opinion aloud in the courtroom. In a separate dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the court's first black female justice, called the decision truly a tragedy for us all. Jackson has set out the Harvard case because she had been a member of an advisory governing board, wrote with "Let Them Eat Cake" obliviousness. Today, the majority pulls the ripcord and announces colorblindness for all. By legal, the deeming race irrelevant in the law does not see it. Irrelevant law does not make it so in life. Fiat, because that happens to be a favorite car of mine. But Fiat, former President Barack Obama said in a statement that the affirmative action allowed generations of students like Michelle and me to prove we belong. Now it's all up to us to give young people the opportunities they deserve and have students everywhere benefit from new perspectives. And on his Twitter, former President Barack Obama stated, affirmative action was never a complete answer in the drive towards a more just society, but for generations of students who have been systematically excluded from most of America's key institutions, it gave us a chance to show we were more than deserved a seat at the table. Let's see. That's just, I'm trying to expand it to read his entire statement. And then he also shared some other information. So if you haven't seen his tweet, definitely go on Twitter. So let's see. Taking my tablet a minute to expand and open up. In the wake of the Supreme's recent decision, it's time to redouble our efforts. And then his wife stated, Michelle Obama, I want to share some of my thoughts on today's Supreme Court decision on affirmative action. And so she shares a one-pager. And if I'm not mistaken, he retweeted that on his page. That's what it appears. So definitely check that out. Former President Donald Trump had to start a different take. Trump, the current GOP presidential front runner, wrote on his social media network, a decision marked a great day for America. People with extraordinary ability and everything else necessary for success, including future greatness for our country, are finally being rewarded. So that's from Trump. The court took up affirmative action in response to challenges at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Lower courts upheld admission systems at both schools, rejecting claims that the schools discriminated against white and Asian American applicants. The cases are brought by conservative activist Edward Blum, who also was behind an earlier affirmative action challenge against the University of Texas, as well as the case that led the court in 2013 to end the use of a key provision of the landmark Voting Rights Act. Blum formed Students for Fair Admissions, which filed the lawsuits against both schools in 2014. The group argues that the Constitution forbids the use of race in college admissions and has called for overturning earlier Supreme Court decisions that said otherwise. Roberts' opinion effectively did so, both Thomas and the dissenters wrote. Colleges and universities can use other race-neutral ways to assemble a diverse student body, including by focusing on socioeconomic status and eliminating the preference for children of alumni and major donors, students with fair admissions argue. The schools contend that they use race in a limited way, but that eliminating it as a factor altogether would make it much harder to achieve a student body that looks like America. The Biden administration had urged the court to preserve race-conscious admissions. The Trump administration had taken the opposite position in earlier stages of the cases. UNC says its freshman class is about 65% white, 22% Asian American, 10% black, and 10% Hispanic. The numbers add to more than 100% because some students report belonging to more than one category, a school spokesman said. White students are just over 40% of Harvard's freshman class, the school said. The class is also just under 28% Asian American, 14% black, and 12% Latino. Nine states already prohibit any consideration of race in admissions to their public colleges and universities. Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and Washington. In 2020, California voters easily rejected a ballot measure to bring back affirmative action. Public opinion on the topic varies depending on how the question is asked. A Gallup poll from 2021 found 62% of Americans in favor of affirmative action programs for racial minorities. But in a Pew Research Center survey in March, 74% of Americans, including majorities of black and Latino respondents, said race and ethnicity should not factor into college admissions. The Chief Justice and Jackson received their undergraduate and law degrees from Harvard. Two other justices, Elena Kagan and Neil Gorsuch, went to law school there, and Kagan was the first woman to serve as the law school's dean. Every U.S. college and university the justices attended, save one, urged the court to preserve race-conscious admissions. The Supreme Court has upheld race-conscious college admissions programs dating back to 1978. Yeah, I was in like the third grade then. Went in favor of the practice just 6 years ago. But that was before the three appointees of former President Donald Trump joined. Jackson was chosen this year by President Joe Biden. Not this year. It wasn't this year. It was last year. But that was from New York Channel 4 from their website. Here's a PSA.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And also, in Hot Topics, because Truth Thursday is about Hot Topics, feel free to call in, have like 12 minutes to live stream and maybe 20 minutes to broadcast. Definitely sending out prayers to Madonna. I didn't even know until yesterday. I guess many of us didn't know that she had been in ICU. And Madonna was hospitalized, and this is from today's show. Madonna was hospitalized with serious bacteria infection. And I know this morning on Good Morning America, they were talking about ways that we can do our best to stay safe from serious bacteria infection. Madonna's recovering after a multi-day stay in the ICU for a bacteria infection. Here's what to know about the condition. And this is by Anna Kaplan. Again, this is from Today Show's website. Madonna's manager announced June 28th that she had been hospitalized for a bacterial infection and in the ICU, and that she had been postponing her, and that she'll postpone her upcoming celebration tour, leading to questions about the illness that made her so sick. Unbelievable. I've never seen Madonna in concert. I never did see Prince in concert. I've known him, but I've never seen him in concert and met him in person. Dr. Natalie Azar, medical correspondent for NBC News, described how a bacterial infection could cause someone to be admitted to the intensive care unit in a segment aired today. What is bacterial infection? Bacterial infections are any illnesses caused by bacterial growth or toxins, according to the Cleveland Clinic. The most common types of bacterial infections include infections in the lung, urinary tract, yeah, UTI, right, skin, or GI tract, Azar said. For example, salmonella in food can cause a bacterial infection and lead to food poisoning. Lyme disease, which can cause a range of symptoms, is also due to bacteria passed through tick bites. Strep throat is another type of bacterial infection that usually only causes mild illness, but can be deadly if it becomes invasive, meaning the bacteria spread to a part of the body where it doesn't normally go. Bacterial infections can be caused by harmful bacteria from a person, animal, an infected substance, or another aspect of your environment, or they can be caused by good bacteria getting to a place in your body where it shouldn't be, per the Cleveland Clinic. And when Cousin Linda and I were talking about summertime safety on Monday, that was a fact that she brought up, to be careful, stay safe from bacterial infections. What kind of bacterial infection does Madonna have? Oseri did not disclose. He's still her manager. He's been her manager forever. That's awesome. Great, great relationship. They have an awesome long-term relationship with your manager. Did not disclose in his announcement what kind of bacterial infection Madonna has. However, Azar speculated that a condition called sepsis may have landed the music legend in the ICU. Oh, my God. Sepsis is nothing to play with. She was in a life-threatening, well, being in ICU, we all know that, but I know our late mother had sepsis before, and it was crazy, 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 and she made it through it. And I know we, here in Jackson, we lost one of our top news anchors. Also, from sepsis, and I'm sure we all have heard of people having sepsis, and some of you all might not know how serious it is, but sepsis is no joke. It's nothing to play about. So definitely praying for her, praying. Glad she's out of ICU. Typically, admission to the ICU will happen if the doctors are concerned that somebody either is perhaps becoming septic or may have sepsis, which is potentially a life-threatening emergency that happens when your immune response overreacts to an infection. Symptoms of sepsis depend on the kind of infection that led the person to go into sepsis. Bacterial infections are the most common cause of sepsis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Bacterial infections are usually the things that would get people the sickest that can end up in the ICU. Azar explained, a November 2022 study found that 13.6% of all global deaths in 2019 were due to bacterial infections, or about 1 in 7. Treatment for sepsis would include broad-spectrum antibiotics, IV fluid, support of her blood pressure, heart rate, all of those things Azar said. She added that she thinks Madonna 64 would have a good prognosis. Yeah, because her manager also added that they would be rescheduling the tour when she's fully recovered. Recovery can sometimes take weeks to months, but the fact that she is such a healthy woman and that clearly this was treated and treatment was instituted early, I think she'll have a very, very good outcome, she said. Madonna, her manager, Gail Seri, said that Wednesday, and her health is improving after her ICU stay, and he also tweeted that on Saturday, June the 24th, Madonna developed a serious bacterial infection, which led to a several-day stay in the ICU. Her health is improving. However, she is still under medical care. A full recovery is expected. And a source close to Madonna told NBC News Wednesday afternoon that Madonna is out of ICU and recovering. And her manager said that Madonna would need to pause all commitments, including her upcoming tour, a 43-day performance, highlighting her four-decade-long career. And the tour will be rescheduled and have a new start date. So we're definitely praying for Madonna, the material girl. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a longtime Madonna fan, supporter. Love Madonna. Yes, indeed. I mean, those that know. Some of those of you that didn't know, now you know. So definitely praying for her. Yes, praying for her to get well quickly. Praying for family and all of us who love her music and her work and the causes that she supports. Yeah. So shout out to the top listening. Shout out to all the listeners, to the listening community, to BTR, to the BTR management and staff, to my peers here. There are some new podcasts on that they're checking out Cousin Shark Entertainment Reports, checking me out, checking my co-host Cousin Linda out. Thank you all for your support and making Cousin Shark Entertainment Reports one of your favorite shows. Definitely will be tuning into your show, and let's do some cross promotion. When I first started hosting Cousin Shark Entertainment Reports in 2011, I used to love to do a cross promote show with Ebony Empress out of the UK. My late mother loved it. If those of you that were listeners way back then, she loved it when we would connect our shows together and have both our listening audiences together. Big shout out to Brother Warren, who listens to the show too, and even invited Cousin Linda on, I had moved my mouth from the mic, who invited Cousin Linda on his show, Wake Up New Orleans. And just a big shout out to everybody who supports Culture Strike Entertainment Reports and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for supporting the extension, the spinoff, Culture Strike Entertainment Reports exclusive on Spotify. We'll be putting up new shows this week. I'm also in the Clubhouse, Culture Strike Entertainment Reports podcast. It's in the Clubhouse, so invite me to your house. Invite me to your house. The Spotify podcast can be heard on iHeartRadio also. And you know Springer and Block Talk Radio are, you know, together. But thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I'm super excited because I've been planning to resume blogging. Many of you from back in the day love my blogging and my writing before becoming a podcaster. And guess what? Tumblr. Tumblr has a new feature, can go live, similar to TikTok. Big shout out to my TikTok community. Big shout out to all the communities that support me and who accept me supporting them. Thank you to TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. Yes, and Tracy Edmonds, also has a new YouTube channel that she shared on Instagram, Tracy E. So, oh my goodness, I have something in my throat. She would feature two new shows on her YouTube channel. So a big shout out and prayer to she and Coach Prime as he recovers also from his surgery on Friday. Big shout out to the city right here, Jackson, Mississippi, Big D, all cities and towns, islands that tune in. Again, number one is the USA listening country, Turkey. Big shout out to Turkey. Theme song, Charisma. Big shout out, you know, Cousin Linda and I love to talk about Salt Bay, Nurseret. So big shout out to he. He's in the beautiful McCormick, right? So big shout out to he and all the tourists and the people that live there. Big shout out to my family and loved ones. Big shout out to everybody, to everybody. Let's just continue making this world a better place. Let's work together. Big shout out to my Avon community, my coaches, Marla Gross and her husband, Carlos the Garcias in Naples, Florida. Big shout out to No Labels Movement. We had an awesome meet on yesterday with Frank Luntz, and today we have an awesome meeting also, and I know it's always interesting as we prepare and we observe what's going on with the presidential election of 2024. This is election season in many states, including here in Mississippi. Primaries are on April the 8th. July 10th is the last day for those who need to register to vote. If it's your birthday on July 10th, you register to vote if you're turning 18 on July 10th. Remember to register to vote so you can participate in the primary elections for governor and lieutenant governor and lawmaker positions. I know our mayor, Lumumba, Sister Rakia, and many others are vying for District 72 spot. And, woo, so... So a lot of elections been going on. So there's elections that, hey, you all call in and talk about. Because there's been some big elections happening, like one in New York City. So, you know, let's talk everywhere. So let's talk, because I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. So I don't know what's going on everywhere. I try my best, and many of you do around the world. Inbox me and make comments and to let me know what's going on. So thank you. And remember, call in to the show. You're always welcome to call in at 516-595-8255. Save it and write it down so when you do want to call in, you know, you're not like, where's the number? Where's the number? But the number is right on the promo. It's right on the promo. Just call in, and now many others are chatting in the chat room. So thank you for those that create listener profiles and chat in the chat room doing live broadcasts and mingle with us here in the BTR community. So I really appreciate you all for your listenership. It's time to conclude the program. We will return on tomorrow evening at 4 p.m., Fun Friday, and definitely join us. Tell your family and friends. Cash App, because whatever you send financially goes right back into the show so we can upgrade it and give you the best possible culture shock experience as possible. So the Cash App is $Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-U-R-E, and state your K. Cash App, $Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, Culture, K-U-L-T-U-R-E, and state your K. I'll repeat it again, and thank you in advance also. Cash App, $, I have PayPal too. I'll share it on the next broadcast. Cash App, $, Beth, BETHBETRUKULTURESHOK. Thank you so much. And the email again is CultureShock, KULTURESHOKNT_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKNT_Beth@yahoo.com. I'm getting alerts that Biden, and I had my back turned to the TV. Biden is also on television and on social media speaking. So we will also talk about that on social media. And tomorrow will be Fun Friday, and we will discuss hot topics. 4th of July weekend, praying for those that are traveling and not going so easy, praying for you to get to your destinations in time to enjoy your vacation. Well, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Remember, God loves us. God loves me. God loves you. Let's love ourselves and let's love each other. God bless. God bless America and God bless this beautiful world.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So stop, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
God bless. Thank you.